This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Wow, it is cold outside. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes, and this is Starnes Country. It's also Cyber Monday here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. So are you shopping? Have you already started shopping this morning? A lot of people are doing their digital buys. Actually, most everybody I know is doing digital buy. I want to know, did anybody out there actually go physically to a store on Black Friday? You know, that used to be the insane shopping day back in the day before people started, you know, making their purchases online. And of course, before the pandemic and the China virus and all that kind of stuff. But back in the day, everybody used to get, I mean, I know the ladies of the Starnes family, this goes back to, oh, wow, geez, Lou, this is back in the day. Way back in the day. Anybody remember the Great Mall of Memphis? Well, I remember as a kid, our moms would get up, you know, mom, grandmom, meemaw, the whole family, all the ladies would get up early and they would head over to the Mall of Memphis for Black Friday shopping. So now is it just a parking lot, I think, right now? I don't know what it is. But anyway, that's how crazy things are. That's how crazy things used to be. I don't know what they still are, but if they were, if you actually went out and did Black Friday shopping, I want to hear from you this morning. 901-260-5926. I mean, there would be fist fights and all of these sweet, precious church ladies, members of the Women's Missionary Union, the WMU, as we called it back in the day in the Baptist faith tradition. They would be fighting like drunken sailors in a dive bar, trying to get the latest big buys. So anyway, give us a call this morning if you're out there. I'm curious to know how things were in the shopping areas. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. 29 degrees right now in East Memphis, and Laura Huckabee is going to be along with your forecast. I know, I've seen the forecast. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's going to snow. No, it's not. Unfortunately, it is just going to be a very cold rain that's moving in. Also, want to give you an update. Commander Chuck has absolutely nothing to talk about this morning. I don't want to jinx it, but you guys are driving very well this morning. No major accidents on any of the major highways or interstates here in Metro Memphis. So good job there. We're following a lot of big stories, and of course, the big news for us locally is what happened yesterday. I was in church. This is funny. I don't think anybody, we have a great pastor, just an incredible pastor at Germantown Baptist Church. I'm not sure anybody was paying attention to the sermon because everybody was staring at their phones, and I know because, well, I may have glanced at mine a time or two as well. But again, it's not that we're godless heathens, but everybody, we have a massive U of M fan base at Germantown Baptist Church, and everybody was on their phones because the news came down that Ryan Silverfield had taken the job at Arkansas, and everybody was talking about it. And honestly, I think people were actually, you know, in the Baptist faith tradition, we're not very, what's the word I'm looking for? Exuberant in our worship. Like, you know, we don't get like Pentecostal. I went to Lee University in East Tennessee, which is a Church of God school. And that was sort of like a culture shock for a good Southern Baptist kid because I'd never seen anybody raise their hands in church other than to ask a question. And I didn't know what that was all about. So anyway, all that to say, we don't get very Pentecostal in our worship experience, but yesterday I couldn't help but notice people were really kind of excited, and I don't know if it was because of the great music or the fact that, praise God, Ryan Silverfield left, because a lot of you, and this is one of the things I've noticed about Memphis, nobody likes to, like, criticize publicly, But privately, yeah, it's a whole different story. So anyway, Silverfield now leaving for Arkansas. Of course, that whole Lane Kiffin debacle, we're going to get into that a little bit later on. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Are you glad that Silverfield is gone? How do we fix what is broken with University of Memphis sports right now? I will tell you, if you go on the message boards, you're just simply, there's a massive swath of the fan base, and you're just not allowed to criticize the Memphis Tigers at all, period. You're not. It's as if a massive part of the population actually thrives in mediocrity. And you can't even suggest that Penny Hardaway, that he may need to do something about his coaching skills, because honest to goodness, there is a massive swath of the population of Memphis that believes that Penny Hardaway is Jesus Christ. And therefore, you cannot say anything about Penny Hardaway at all. No, it doesn't matter if we've never won at the big dance. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So anyway, I'm curious, how do we fix what's broken with U of M athletics and you folks in Oxford? I feel for you, man. I mean, Lane Kiffin did you dirty, but then again, I'm a big UT Vols fan, so we could have had that conversation a long time ago. Let's go to our Patriot Mobile phone line, our good buddy Steve Gill. Steve, we have so much to talk about this morning, and we're going to double dip, you know, with the whole sports thing. This is a huge, huge story here in this part of the state.
By the way, I have to share my Pentecostal story as a Southern Baptist as well, Todd. When I was playing basketball at the University of Tennessee in the late 70s, I was part of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I went to speak one Sunday morning at a Pentecostal church, not knowing that it would be different than my typical everybody sits in silence in the pews Southern Baptist church. Man, people started saying amen, raising their hands and shouting out while I was speaking. It completely blew my mind. So I know where you're coming from on that.
My very first day in chapel, the girl next to me literally dropped. This is a church, dropped to the ground, Steve Gill. I thought she was having a seizure, and she was like slain in the spirit. I was ready to call 911 and do compressions, you know? I had no idea.
True Southern Baptist, if they know what the Lottie Moon offering is, nobody can fake if you ask them, okay, who was Lottie Moon? Because then you know they're a true Southern Baptist.
I love it. I love it. Steve, all right. First, I know you're a big sports guy. You played ball at UT Knoxville back in the day. This situation with Memphis, it's so frustrating because I think we've got the makings of a great team, but man, this guy, Silverfield, Mr. Mediocre.
Yeah, and the beauty, you mentioned the Lane Kiffin situation. By the way, Karma does have your address. LSU travels to Oxford this next season and to Knoxville. So Lane Kiffin is going to have to resort to returning to the scene of two crimes during fall football season next year with his LSU team. You know, you're right, in Memphis, man, they love the Tigers, whether it's in basketball, whether it's in football, and they've had an amazing season. And then he ditches to go elsewhere. And I have not seen this morning the short list of who Memphis is looking to pull in the wake of his departure. But they're going to be demanding that the winning continues, because it's put Memphis in, just with a couple of tough losses this season, they'd be headed perhaps to the college football playoff.
You know, there was no reason why we could not have had an undefeated season. And this is the problem. We're in a crappy conference. I mean, I hate to break that to everybody, but, you know, yeah, okay, great. Let's just say that we cracked the top 25 a couple of times this season, but we were playing terrible teams. It's not like we were going out there and playing, you know, Auburn or Clemson or somebody like that.
Or one of the great private schools in Memphis. I mean, they weren't even playing teams as good as some of those, Collierville and Germantown teams.
Well, you're gonna get hate mail now, Steve Gill. Here's the thing about U of M, and this is a Memphis citywide issue. We don't like to tear things down, and we don't like to build new stuff. And I would point out, you know, the convention center. I mean, that thing is in one of the worst locations possible. You know, we don't get any big conventions in town. And, well, part of it is because of the facility. The other part is, you know, well, we were a war zone. But that's that problem's been fixed. But the same thing with the stadium. So they, you know, they took the stadium, and instead of just building something new on campus, they're renovating what they've got, and they're turning, you know, at least half of the stadium into a party deck. And a lot of people now are getting a little frustrated because they built it on the home team side, so a lot of people lost their seats. And you just have a frustrated fan base right now, and it's almost as if the university's just not listening to the fans.
Well, it's interesting that, and I know people in Memphis never want to have the comparison of Nashville, but the Music City Bowl, the bowl game in Nashville, has become one of the more premier bowl games in the college football postseason segment, because they've thrown a lot of money in, and it's become a high-paying bowl. And the Liberty Bowl is still in that second-tier setting. You know, they could make it, you know, a high-tier bowl by putting more money in, which would attract more TV, which would attract you know, some of the higher-performing teams in the postseason. Now, I'm not sure that the bowl games with the wake of college football playoff matter as much, but rabid fans still travel. They want to go see their team play one more time. And the teams that make it to bowl season get another 25, 30 days of practice. It's like having another spring football practice for your team. So the rich get richer, the rich get better, because their teams have another 25, 30 days of practice at the end of the season.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk politics, Steve. And I told you we had a lot to talk about today. Look, I don't think the race is as close as they think it is. But if it is, I think even if this guy wins, I think we need to have a very long conversation with the folks in charge of the Tennessee Republican Party.
I absolutely agree with you. When you look at the information that's come out about this Democrat, woke, radical nutcase, Afton Bain, her disdain for prayer, her advocacy of teaching women to abort their own children so they don't have to go to the doctor, all the other just bizarre stuff that's come out. Why has it come out in the last week, for the most part, after early voting ended? They should have been, you know, trampling on her from the day after the primary election moved her into the Democratic nomination position, and yet it's a little bit too little too late in some ways. Now, I will say that I agree with you. It's not as close, I think, as the mainstream media and the Democratic left is trying to make it appear. There was an Emerson College poll that came out that claimed it's a two-point race, that Matt Van Epps, the Republican nominee, is leading this woke radical by only 2 points. But if you dove into the details, the crosstabs in that poll, you find that poll was based on a division of voters that had voted 12 points for Donald Trump in that district, in a district he won by 22. So they tweaked the poll 10 points to make it look like the Democrat is doing better than she is.
Mm. Well, it's the lead story right now on FoxNews.com. Democratic upset in this ruby red central Tennessee district would send shockwaves through Washington. Again, the lesson here is the establishment wanted somebody that was milquetoast, that would toe the party line. And the guy's got a fine enough resume. But I played some audio last week. Kid Rock gave him his endorsement, and they did it in his place, I guess, what is it, on Lower Broadway. And the guy was just like, "Hello, my name is Matt Van Epps, and I'm here along with my good friend, Kid Rock." You know, I'm like, dude, you got to loosen up a little bit.
The only thing he's missing is the Mr. Rogers sweater and the
wow, that's it.
We all get along and do better. But he is going to be a much better vote in Congress, certainly than this, you know, AOC of Tennessee. Keep in mind, when they call this a ruby red district, it is, you know, a district that Donald Trump carried by 22, but it is a plus 10 Republican district. When they recarved Nashville and Davidson County up to make sure that we picked up one additional Republican seat in Tennessee, they trimmed it from like an 18 Republican advantage to a 10 point. He should still win with a 10 point advantage. But again, you're right. The Republican Party completely dropped the ball. Nashville, Davidson County, throughout early voting, had 6 satellite voting locations. Most of the 14 counties in the district had one location. People had to drive all the way to the county seat in order to vote. And in some of these rural counties, that's a 20-25 mile drive. The Republicans didn't do their job to win this seat from the beginning.
No, and I mean, who in their right mind is scheduling a special election right over the Thanksgiving holiday? That makes absolutely no sense. Governor Bill Lee. Exactly. Yeah. So this is all self-inflicted wounds coming from the Republican Party. They got to get it together. And the concern here is, and there's another story up about the numbers of House members. What is it? What, 36 at least and counting? I mean, Troy Nels over in Texas announced over the weekend that he's not going to be running for re-election. And a weird kind of a thing, his twin brother is going to run for that seat. But again, you've got 36 House members, and a lot of them are Republicans. And the rumblings are that Mike Johnson could lose the gavel before the midterm, Steve.
What is Nell's brother running in that race in Texas? Remind me, what was that Eddie Murphy movie, The Distinguished Gentleman, where Eddie Murphy ran using the name of the deceased congressman to win an election with people thinking it was just a re-election effort? You're exactly right that there is a large number of retirements. Many of them are very elderly, like over 70 years old. And about a third of the Republicans, about 24 of them, are retiring because they're running for something else, like Senator Marsha Blackburn on the Senate side. You've got a couple of other senators, Tommy Tuberville running for governor in Alabama. And then on the House side, about 2 dozen Republicans are running for governor.
No, Wayne, we've
John
got 36 now. Yeah, 36 House members. Unbelievable. Steve, I hate to do this. We are super late for a break. They're yelling at me now, which is not good for a Monday. But, man, appreciate your sports and political analysis. We'll be talking soon.
Thanks, my friend. We'll catch up.
All right. The great Steve Gill. All right. Got to take a break. Your reaction to the sports news as well as the political news, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is Stearns Country. We are at the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at turbotenant.com.
Wow, it's getting colder. It's 28 degrees now in East Memphis. It is a balmy 72 degrees right now in the Stearns Country studio. Great to have you with us today, and a lot of folks just getting back into the groove after that long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I hope you guys had a great time with your families. I know our family gathered there in Lakeland for our big fun and festivities. And, of course, I had to anchor the Newsmax primetime. So I was doing double duty all during the holiday weekend. Hey, want to give a shout out to our brand new sponsors, and you've been hearing their ads. We're just so excited to have the commissary of spent thousands of dollars at the commissary in Germantown. The best banana pudding in America, by the way. I will fight you on that. Also, we're very excited to welcome Appliance Liquidators. They're one of our great new sponsors as well. And we've got one more that I've got to tell you about, and they're doing great work, which is Lynn Doyle's Flowers and Events. So welcome all of our great new sponsors. Hope you go out and do business with folks who love and support the mission of the Mighty 990. And if you are interested in being an advertiser, let me tell you something. The lines were out the doors this weekend at Dale's, and folks are just getting out there. And they're supporting these businesses that are supporting us. And so if you want to do that and you want to grow your business, give us a call this morning, and we're happy to put you in touch with our great team here, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Elwood Shack, we're going to talk about this a little bit later this morning. They are coming under fire from these radical leftists who are boycotting Elwood Shack. And their only crime, by the way, is they were feeding men and women in law enforcement, something they've been doing for years at Elwood Shack. And now they're catching flack from the far leftist, and I would assume the vegan crowd, too. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, Vicky Gandy is here. A brand new weekly segment we're going to tell you all about coming up next. Plus, Parker May with your sports update. That's coming up a little bit later as well. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
And welcome back, everybody. It is a beautiful day here in Stearns, Georgia. Actually, it's a cold day, but it's still going to be beautiful. And Laura Huckabee will be along in just a little while with your exclusive Mighty 990 forecast here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And we'll also be taking your calls a little bit later, showing your support for Elwood Shack. And it's really unfortunate. They're also going after a lot of other businesses that are supporting law enforcement and first responders. And we'll go through that list. Our good buddy Jim LaSapio, who owns Dale's, Junior's Eaton House, his restaurants are on that list as well. Well, I want to welcome into the studio a longtime friend of the Mighty 990, and she is just a great, great person in the real estate industry. Vicky Gandy here with us. Vicky, it's been a while, but it's great to see you.
It is great to be here. I'm so happy to be back.
So before we even get started on anything, including the Memphis Tigers, I know you're big Tigers fans. You've been doing a lot of baking. So I've noticed the cookie. You had a big Facebook post about cookies yesterday.
That has become a second business, not really on purpose, but it has. And yeah, I do. I've got quite a following now.
So
cookie land.
May I just say, no, you're because you've been kind enough to bring cookies here, and those are the best stinking cookies I've ever had.
If I could just get the calories out, I'd be a millionaire. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the problem. But
you
yes.
See, I'm not a big chocolate person, so I don't like a lot of chocolate chips. So you put just the right amount.
Well, thank you. We do a lot of combinations now. I say we; it's mainly me. But yeah, I was bombarded at Thanksgiving, and this is my big time of the year. People give them as gifts, and we wrap them up pretty and all that. So we have a lot of fun with it. I started doing them at open houses. That's how I became famous with other realtors. They go, come bring your cookies and have an open house because people will stay.
That's the way to do it. They'll buy a house. If you give them a good cookie, they're going to buy a house. So you and your family are huge Memphis Tigers fans. Were you surprised by the news that came out over the weekend?
You know, yes and no. I was hopeful that he might stay. But on the other hand, I mean, it's Arkansas. What can you say when somebody offers you that much money? But you know, he said he'd stay, and he stayed 6 years, which is a long time for Memphis, really. And we've had a winning season for so long. This is the longest span we've ever had. So I'm giving him grace. He's a super, super nice guy. I've met him several times and talked to him and just down to earth. And he's really, really great with the players. And that's the only thing I'm fearful of is he could work the players. He knew how to get to them, get to their hearts and all. And he's a good recruiter, especially with this thing that they do now. They keep jumping him around and moving him around. I don't know the term, but he really worked well with that and was doing pretty well, even though our quarterback got hurt. But I wish him well. It's really funny if you read Facebook, it's either they hate him, or they love him, whatever. So a lot of people mm-hmm. are mad at him. But, you know, I think we could improve. There's no doubt.
I knew things were going south when the Daily Memphian started getting a little critical of the coach. This is a couple of weeks ago. I noticed a change, and I'm like, that's not good.
That's not.
Because they've been big supporters, of the program. And that's the thing, is that you've got to have those tough conversations sometimes. And whoever the next coach is, they're just going to have to dominate in this conference. And I think that's ultimately what this is about. It's a mediocre conference, and you hate to say that,
I know. But nobody wants us, and that's the thing, Yeah. And the sad thing, too, is no offense, but UT won't play us anymore. We always played them all my years. Ole Miss won't play us anymore. There's so many teams because we can beat them now. And they're like, no, we don't lose to Memphis. And that's been kind of a problem with us.
Well, and especially with now the conference schedules and the mandatory games that you've got to play.
Yes.
There's not a lot of room, to get one of those SEC teams in.
It is. And then they don't want to play anybody that's going to beat them. They can pick. There's a huge group that want to play them, so they can go, let's play them with guaranteed win.
I'd like for us to be able to beat UAB. That's it.
We have in the past, but we did not this year.
No, we did not.
So many fluky things happened. It's been a fluky year.
All right, let's talk real estate. You're going to be with us every Monday.
Yes.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited.
And you and I met. This was, I guess, I had just bought the station, mm-hmm. and one of the Republican clubs invited me out to Southwind. I don't even know if you remember this.
I do.
But I talked about the station, and you made a beeline and said, we've got to talk.
Well, it's funny. We were interviewing with a couple, I won't name names, but not impressed, to say the very least, on the other people that were interviewing us. The sample things they sent us and everything, it was just really sad. And of course, I am a marketing person because of my business. I thought, good grief. So you were just like a gift from God to us. And I went, oh, look, here's somebody who makes sense. And, you know, and so I did beeline out. Thomas was sitting with me. I said, I'm going to meet Todd Sarnes right now. And I did. And you said, well, I was looking for a realtor. I said, well, we're looking for a radio station. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. So,
it is. It's been great. How did you get started? And I mean, you've had such a great resume and a career. How'd you get plugged into real estate?
I was in ministry for many, many years at Christ Church Memphis. We went from 3,000 members to 7,000 during the growth spurt, and I had to learn to build buildings and expand. And we grew into a humongous, kids ministry and all that. I was a worship leader, all that. And unfortunately, one Sunday morning, I was walking in a rush to go take care of the next event and fell down a flight of stairs, had a very serious injury. Wasn't able to walk for quite some time, had 11 or actually 14 nerve blocks trying to get myself back to where I could manage. Cause it's a huge job. Cause I'm on the stage. I'm the worship leader. I'm jumping off the stage and all that. And I tried and tried for about 3.5 years and finally just had to step down. I couldn't have any more nerve blocks and I couldn't do what I did without them. So that was the end of a career, which is heartbreaking for me. And I thought, okay, God, where do I go now? And one of my best friends I've known forever said, hey, come do real estate with me. Carmen, who's a blonde, and we were the blonde team for about 8 years. And I walked behind her, and she trained me. She's one of the top realtors in the city, and that's how we began. And then her sister, Phyllis, developed cancer and ended up dying. And so Carmen stepped down, and I took over. And been the history from now.
What's the secret sauce? I mean, I don't want you to give away like the super secret sauce, but what does it take to be a really, really good realtor?
Being first of all available, and then also reaching out to your clients, staying in touch with your clients, and also the main thing is taking care. Start off smart with your buyers, and that's one of the things that a lot of agents don't understand. I walk my new buyers through a lot of things. And I'll say, these are your number one thing, number two thing, three thing, get a great lender, you know, and I have a whole plan. And we sit down and we talk through the plan. I use only local lenders, none of this, you know, people online or anything like that, because that's just a voice. But and having a face and more brick and mortar, that way they can go sit down with these people and make sure, because I have had so many people go with these lenders that are, you know, fly by night, whatever you want to call them, and they are... you can't get them on the phone, or you go to close and all of a sudden there's this whole long list of fees because they were so affordable, and you don't find out till you're at the table and you're signing your life away, and people already are so indebted they can't leave. They can't walk away. And I have seen that numerous times, and I make sure that they're well cared for in every aspect of the way.
And I know this because for a time you were my realtor, mm-hmm. right? And I was actually, I've been searching for a nice condo. And they're just not, you know, they're not building new condos here in Memphis
not
at
many.
All. Not, and yeah, so it's been, but the care you took, because it was like every day you would send over, you know, you were very thoughtful in, mm-hmm. in your picks. And I really appreciated that, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, wow, this is, you know, because everything you selected would have been great, you know.
And you should have bought that house right down the street from me. You
I know
you.
I'm kicking myself. Every
and what
time,
it's worth now? Oh, my gosh.
It's worth about $200,000 more than what I, you know.
Even more, probably.
Yeah.
Now it's gated. They've gated it even now. So you're like.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I noticed.
I have to say, I told you so.
I know. Yeah. Vicky Gandy is here, making me regret many life choices. GoTeamGandy.com. That's GANDE. GoTeamGandy.com. She's got a great, you know, you have to do this with your, you know, websites these days. You got to make sure you're not a bot.
Yeah.
So I had to go through human verification and I passed.
I'm glad you passed.
I feel affirmed this morning. Oh my goodness. Vicky, what are some of the things, you know, and you know, when you're looking at, you know, some people are looking at selling, you know, some people are looking at buying. What about this time of year? What is this a good time of year to do?
Right now is a great time of year to get ready, get things going. But believe it or not, I have had some of my best months are December because people have time off and can travel. And I have sold, you know, had broken records in December. So it is something that people say, oh, it's Christmas, no one wants to see our house. That's not necessarily true, because a lot of people, January is a new time of year. People are relocating and, you know, changing businesses. That's kind of one of the year, time of the year that they are accepting new positions or being promoted. So we see a lot of showings in this time of year. Even during Thanksgiving, I've had that. So don't throw that one away. It is kind of hard. And a lot of people, I'll just say, you know, shut your house down for the week of Christmas. Don't worry about showings. There's not going to be that many. But the rest of the month, keep it open. Have it decorated. It looks pretty. People like that.
Oh, it does look pretty. Yes. I like that. And some people may say, may think, you know what? Oh, this is what my house could look like for
yes,
the holidays. So,
exactly.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. By the way, Christian writing in on our Facebook Live, Vicki made 150 cookies for the Memphis Safe Task Force last month. They were a huge hit. Those were a massive hit.
It was fun. I really enjoyed doing that.
All right. So if people want to reach out, when do they need to have a realtor? Is that something they always need to have on standby?
Yes.
How does that work?
The sooner the better. I mean, the best thing to do is to, instead of going out there trying to figure out yourself, call us first. Call. And I've got several people that work with me on my team, even though it's not Thomas right now. I do have others. And I'm also training some great new people that are getting their license to start out. I do that a great deal. But just call us first. Let us walk you through it, because people read so much and there's so much out there, and it's really not as complex as people think it is. But there is the right way and there's the wrong way, and it's wrong way can really mess you up.
All right. So Silverfield needs to be giving you a call, right?
I have been the official realtor for the Memphis Tigers. I didn't do it this year, but I've done it in the past. And he will, I guarantee Arkansas will be taking care of him, and they'll probably have someone here taking care of him well. But yeah, I wish you would call me. That would be great, even though I'm sorry he's leaving.
Someone just wrote in, Lane Kiffin had 100 million reasons to get on board that plane.
I bet he did.
You know, I will say this. If I was in that situation, yeah, I mean, I love Memphis, but yeah, I'd go. I'd go for 100 million.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I'd go for 90.
I mean, I know. Well, that's the thing. That's even the thing with Ron. Ron probably thought he would never get this offer, and he did. So what do you say to that? It's an opportunity that's all of a lifetime.
Yeah, it was really funny to watch the reactions from, you know, our side, where people were like, glad you're going.
Oh, I know.
See you later. Best wishes. But in Arkansas, they're insanely upset over all of this right now.
Yeah, they are. But I think they'll be pleasantly surprised. He's a good guy. He's not, you know, he's not. He still needs to work on his TV voice and all that. He's working on that. It's like, you know, same thing happened with several people that I've watched that have matured. But he's a good guy. He's got a good heart, and the kids love him. I think they'll like him. Arkansas is a neat school. It really is. I have a lot of friends that went there.
Okay, Vicki, again, let's talk website here. What are people going to find when they go to goteamgandy.com?
Well, they'll just see you can do a lot of different things. There'll be houses that are in my area that we have listed, or houses that I'm related to that are listed through CryLike. There's ways to communicate with me. We're getting ready to make a great, great improvement. So they'll be seeing a lot of new things coming up. I've already met with Angie. We're going to sit down and recreate it. We're going to have a lot more videos and things like that coming out. I love to make videos. You know that. The Good View ones I love to make. But we're going to put more of those on our website. We're so large. It's such an undertaking, because CryLike is still the fourth largest privately owned company in the country. So people don't realize how large we are. But that's a good thing. We have everything to offer. And that's one of the things I'm excited about talking and sharing with you, Todd.
All right. Vicki Gandy, welcome back. Good
Thank
to see
you,
you back
I'm
in
glad.
Studio.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
All right. GoTeamGandy.com is the website. Vicki will be here every Monday morning and even taking your questions about real estate as well. We want to help you find the home of your dreams. So, and we're going to do that right here on the Mighty 990. All right. We have to take a quick break. We're going right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's check in with KOM Sports Director Parker May, standing by with a look at your sports news.
Still managing your rental business like a side hustle? Stop risking your cash flow. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to streamline their rental operations for free. From finding tenants you trust to collecting rent on time, we've got you covered at TurboTenant.com.
All right. By the way, Vicky Gandy, GoTeamGandy.com. Vicky and I were talking in the break, and speaking of Christ Church, we actually carry their church services Sunday morning right here on the Mighty 990, also First Assembly. And we have so many wonderful local church and faith-based programs that we broadcast on Sundays. So I listen as I'm driving into Germantown Baptist Church every Sunday morning, and you should listen as well wherever you might worship on Saturday or Sunday. So anyway, lots of great local programming on the weekends here on the Mighty 990. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, Dean in Memphis. Dean, I understand that you actually dropped by Elwood Shack over the weekend.
Yes, sir, I did. I went by there, and I had to run to Lowe's, so I went by there, and Tim was actually there, the owner. And I asked him about that list that he was put on, and he said when they were growing up, they grew up poor, and they probably went out to eat maybe three times a year. But he said that his dad instilled in them that the police are the people that need to be served. They serve us. And anytime that they went out to eat, if officers walked into the restaurant they were at, his dad bought the officers' meals and instilled that into his family that, you know, they give so much that his dad wanted to pay back. And that's what he did. So he said it's crazy that they put them on the list for doing something as taking care of law enforcement. And then I spoke with a lady named Jessica down at Margie's 901, which I've never heard of, but obviously they've been around for a long time. She said somebody came by and took a picture of the sign on their door that says "We serve veterans, serve and honor veterans." It comes to find out her dad, brother, and a cousin are all veterans, and they've always done that.
It's really sad that you've got this group, and the name of the group, Free the 901, and they are a far leftist organization, and they are targeting all of these businesses that are, you know, feeding the troops and feeding first responders, and they're also outing, and that's my big concern is, they're getting intel into where these agents are operating, and they're posting that information, Dean, on their social media pages. And that is that's downright dangerous.
I saw that. And what do they do? What do they make up, like 0.001% of the population, really?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I think 1,000, they have 1,000 followers on their Facebook page. And that's about it. So, but still, we saw what happened in Washington, D.C. with the National Guard troops, and we don't want that happening here in the Mid-South.
Absolutely not.
Well, I hope, Dean, so you talked to the Tim, the owner of Elwood Shack. So do they know that there are so many more people here in the Mid-South that have their back?
Absolutely. I mean, the response that I saw on Facebook was incredible. And he said it's, I mean, just people need to go back and look at their Facebook pages because they, over the holidays or whatever, because they've done so much for people. And the day that I went in, it was packed. And I think that was Friday afternoon or Saturday, but it was packed.
Wow. Well, Dean, we sure do appreciate you supporting these businesses and letting them know that that you've got their back. Appreciate you phoning in this morning. Be warm out there, my friend. It's a cold one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Our good buddy Dean Franklin calling in. And look, this is the way you respond is go over there and grab a great meal. I want to run through the list here of the restaurants that these far leftists are boycotting. Aldo's Pizza, Bar Dog. By the way, that is a great pizza place. If you have him into Aldo's, you need to get down there and try their pizza. Bar Dog Tavern, Elwood Shack, King's Palace Cafe, Margie's 901, Mortimer's, Mrs. B's Sub Shop, Rum Boogie Cafe. That's owned by our good buddy Jim LaSampio. Slider Inn, and Zenny's. So they're all on this radical leftist boycott list. Insane. All right, KWAMRadio.com is our website, ladies and gentlemen. Go and check that out. We'll be back at 11 o'clock this morning with the Todd Stearns National Show. Get out there and have a great one, everybody. You be safe, Memphis.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.